Unit 7. As we grow older. Stay in shape. 2. Exercising regularly to stay in shape.
Cooper and Caroline are talking about various ways of exercising regularly. Listen to the conversation and fill in the blanks.
Hi, Caroline. Where are you going?
Hi, Cooper. I'm going to the gym. I want to stay in shape, you know. I go there twice a week to work out.But I'm busy at work, so I can't make it sometimes.
I know more women who exercise to improve their physical fitness than men who do this. What's the main reason you go there? For your health or for your figure?
Frankly speaking, for both. To women, looking good is always the first thing we consider.
Yes, I'd say most men who exercise would admit that they also do it to look better, not merely for health reasons.
How about you?Do you do any regular exercise?
Yes, I walk or go running every morning, but I never go to the gym like you do.
Well, walking and running are good forms of exercise. How about sports?
Not since university graduation. I used to play football, but it's difficult to get enough people together to play now.
I play tennis fairly regularly with my friends and sometimes go swimming when I have the time.
Oh.I seldom do either of those now. I go swimming occasionally on weekends.
Why don't you join me at the gym sometime? We can exercise there together.
Well, maybe someday, but I prefer exercising in the open air. Hi, Caroline. Where are you going?
Hi, Cooper. I'm going to the gym. I want to stay in shape, you know. I go there twice a week to work out.But I'm busy at work, so I can't make it sometimes.
I know more women who exercise to improve their physical fitness than men who do this. What's the main reason you go there? For your health or for your figure?
Frankly speaking, for both. To women, looking good is always the first thing we consider.
Yes, I'd say most men who exercise would admit that they also do it to look better, not merely for health reasons.
How about you?Do you do any regular exercise?
Yes, I walk or go running every morning, but I never go to the gym like you do.
Well, walking and running are good forms of exercise. How about sports?
Not since university graduation. I used to play football, but it's difficult to get enough people together to play now.
I play tennis fairly regularly with my friends and sometimes go swimming when I have the time.
Oh.I seldom do either of those now. I go swimming occasionally on weekends.
Why don't you join me at the gym sometime? We can exercise there together.
Well, maybe someday, but I prefer exercising in the open air.
4. Lose pounds with your hound. Read the passage and do the exercises that follow.
Kimberly Nalen and her dog, Bear,are both fighting a battle against extra weight. Bear is 30 pounds overweight, and when the vet examined the dog, he felt an extra layer of fat where he should have felt ribs. Meanwhile, Nalen wants to drop 50 pounds. I tried Weight Watchers. I was doing some online thing and was able to stick to it for just about 2 weeks, Nalen said. They're not the only pet and pet owner who have put on weight.Over 60% of adult Americans are now overweight, and so are an estimated 60 million cats and dogs in the US. That is 50% of the pet population. To try and fight against the trend, the Wellness Institute at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago and Hill's Pet Nutrition have teamed up for a new research study, a 12-month weight management program for people and their pets.The nutrition and exercise program is aimed at satisfying pet owners and their heavy hounds and is called People and Pets Exercising Together, PPET. In the program, people and their pets eat together, exercise together, and are weighed together, based on the theory that the friend system will help pets and their owners lose weight. It calls for counting calories,and having pets and their owners exercise together for 30 minutes daily. Now Nayland and Bear will work on achieving their weight loss goals as a pair.
5. Read me.
Read the following poem and enjoy it.
My heart's in the highlands. Robert Burns. Farewell to the highlands, farewell to the north. The birthplace of valor, the country of worth. Wherever I wander, wherever I rove, the hills of the highlands forever I love. My heart's in the highlands, my heart is not here. My heart's in the highlands, a-chasing the deer, a-chasing the wild deer, and following the roe. My heart's in the highlands, wherever I go. Farewell to the mountains, high covered with snow. Farewell to the straths and green valleys below. Farewell to the forests and wild hanging woods. Farewell to the torrents and loud pouring floods. My heart's in the highlands, my heart is not here. My heart's in the highlands, a-chasing the deer. A-chasing the wild deer, and following the roe, my heart's in the highlands, wherever I go.
Food and health. 2. Food is to blame. Tom's grandfather is suffering from cancer. Two friends of Tom are talking about possible causes of the disease. Listen to the conversation. Then take notes to complete the outline.
Tom looks sad.
What's the matter?
His grandfather is suffering from cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. I heard some people around here have suffered from this terrible disease. What do you think is the cause?
Food. Yes, food is to blame. Scientific evidence shows that most major cancers are influenced by the kinds of food we eat.
Then how can we prevent cancer?
Having good eating habits is the most effective way to prevent cancer. Do you like salty food?
Yes, very much.
That's it. If you eat less salt, less fatty food, and less smoked food, your chances of developing cancer will be smaller.
Really? Then what should my diet be?
For the good of your health, you should eat more fruits, vegetables, and grains.
Thanks for the info. I'll make a new diet plan.
Tom looks sad.
What's the matter?
His grandfather is suffering from cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. I heard some people around here have suffered from this terrible disease. What do you think is the cause?
Food. Yes, food is to blame. Scientific evidence shows that most major cancers are influenced by the kinds of food we eat.
Then how can we prevent cancer?
Having good eating habits is the most effective way to prevent cancer. Do you like salty food?
Yes, very much.
That's it. If you eat less salt, less fatty food, and less smoked food, your chances of developing cancer will be smaller.
Really? Then what should my diet be?
For the good of your health, you should eat more fruits, vegetables, and grains.
Thanks for the info. I'll make a new diet plan.
4. To be or not to be a vegetarian. Read the passage and do the exercises that follow.
A strict vegetarian is a person who never in his life eats anything derived from animals. The main objection to vegetarianism on a long-term basis is the difficulty of getting enough protein, the bodybuilding element in food. Proteins are built up from about 20 food elements, which are found more abundantly in animal protein than in vegetable protein. This means you have to eat a great deal more vegetable than animal food in order to obtain the same amount of protein. A great deal of the vegetable food goes to waste in this process. And from the physiological point of view, there is not much to be said in favor of lifelong vegetarianism. Being a vegetarian is definitely unsatisfactory for growing children who need more protein than they can get from vegetable sources. A vegetarian diet, which includes milk and milk products such as cheese, can, however, be satisfactory as long as enough milk and milk products are consumed. Meat and cheese are the best sources of usable animal protein, followed by milk, fish, and eggs. Slow and careful cooking of meat makes it more digestible and assists in the breaking down of the protein content by the body. When cooking vegetables, however, the vitamins, and in particular vitamin C, should not be lost through overcooking. Most nutrition experts today would recommend a balanced diet containing elements of all foods, largely because of our need of sufficient vitamins.
Vocabulary. New words.
Improve.
Figure.
Physical.
Main.
Merely.
Graduation.
Occasionally.
Category.
Flexibility.
Endurance.
Hound.
Vet.
Examine.
Layer.
Rib.
Adult.
Estimate.
Memorial.
Nutrition.
Calorie.
Cancer.
Influence.
Prevent.
Salty.
Fatty.
Smoked.
Grain.
Info.
Ingredient.
Wrapper.
Mince.
Chop.
Cabbage.
Garlic.
Filling.
Adequately.
Strainer.
Soy.
Vegetarian.
Derive.
Objection.
Vegetarianism.
Basis.
Protein.
Element.
Abundantly.
Physiological.
Unsatisfactory.
Source.
Consume.
Digestible.
Assist.
Content.
Overcook.
Balanced.
Contain.
Largely.
Proper nouns.
Kimberly Neyland.
Weight Watchers.
Wellness Institute.
Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Hills Pet Nutrition.
People and Pets Exercising Together, PPET.